Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 669, Outpost Dispatch number 1, recorded live on February 21st, 2019. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And can you believe it? We're back for a second podcast this week. 2 days in a row.
Yeah, I was looking to go to sleep early tonight.
Well, we will not plan to have this one long because we had our main topic yesterday, at least from recording this. We had DJ Blue and John Friend on to talk about Outpost Discovery. And judging by the time things might release, either this podcast will come out before or after that podcast. But just know that this podcast is being recorded afterwards. Depends on the whole review process of the first one. But we wanted to take a quick podcast to update the news and the community stuff going on. So as we normally start off with, a little bit of a recap on Fraggin' Friday from last week. How'd we do, GT?
Oh, we did really good. We had a lot of fun in Halo 5. Let's see. Yeah, we did Halo 5 last week.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember there for a second. We pretty much jumped into Warzone almost right away. We did play some VTB. We did cap the night with a little Rochambeau.
Classic.
Uh-huh. And I sniped Bobby in the head.
Very nice. Speaking of Bobby,
is a plus there.
Yes. Speaking of Bobby, since he mentioned it in our chat, it is his birthday today. So happy birthday, Bobby.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
It's officially on the podcast now. That's cool. And we have Warzone Turbo coming back next weekend, too. Yay. I'm excited. Yeah, very nice. I will actually be joining this week because I haven't been on, I think, in about a month. Thanks, work.
It's been a day or two.
Yeah, it has. I've missed it, but I will be back on tomorrow. So I will be back into the fray. And since it was Halo 5 this past week, it will be MCC. This time
it
around.
Will be MCC. Again, if anybody has custom games that they would like to play, bring them with you. I would love to expand my library because I have a very limited collection at the moment. But all in all, I think we'll have a lot of fun. Here lately, we've been drawing in a pretty good-sized crowd.
Very nice. Cool. So we look forward to seeing you all there. So for my achievement streams, I've been doing Halo Wars on 360, so Halo Wars Classic, with Bobby. And we got some more achievements this past week. We got 3 of them. We got One and Done, which is getting the last point on a keep away. Empire Builder, which is win every skirmish game mode. And Big Al's Shooter, or Big AI's Shooter, Scooter, beat Heroic AI in under 10 minutes in a skirmish game.
I just have to admit this. It is painful to watch Dust play Halo Wars.
Why?
It's just painful. I was watching you and the flag would spawn and you'd be off looking up over there and not paying attention to the flag. And
I am not an RTS player. I will happily admit that I am not an RTS player.
I feel for Bobby and his patience.
if you want to feel better about your Halo Wars ability, just come watch me every Sunday evening. Yes, Bobby says try backpacking him.
I would, but he always plays so late that I'm in bed.
Yeah, I need to throw in another time, or maybe alternate on Sundays when I do it, but it's fun. And I appreciate Bobby's help, and Laird's usually in the chat also helping provide some input and some strategy as well. Between Bobby and Laird, they are helping me get things done. So I'm slowly learning some things. I just don't play it often enough to retain some of the things I learned necessarily. So I'm still doing Halo Wars Classic, Halo Wars on 360. And I will be doing that until I get most of the achievements done, or at least all the ones that are easily streamable. And then we'll be probably mixing in some of the Spartan Assault and Spartan Strike games, and mixing in some of the MCC back in, and probably Halo Wars 2 and Halo Wars Definitive Edition. So those will be getting mixed in at some point.
Yeah, I need to jump into Halo Wars Definitive Edition again.
I have been playing that a little bit on the side just to do some of the campaign missions ahead of time, so I kind of know what's to be expected.
Well, it's the same game as what you're playing, so...
Yeah, but it's been a while since I've actually played through the campaign and know what is going on in each mission. So when I'm going for... When Bobby's helping me get the achievement, I know what I'm doing a little bit. Just a little bit. Not a lot, but a little.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you make your legendary run through that one.
I don't have to do that one solo, do I? I think I can do that one co-op.
No, I don't think there's an achievement for solo. I think you can do co-op.
Yeah. So I think Bobby and Laird are going to help me with that one. Yeah.
My suggestion is just turn your units over to them and move your cursor around the map to show what's going on.
You have that little faith in me, GT, really?
Oh, you wait. Wait till you play the first mission on Legendary.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Actually, what's the one after Arcadia? Is it Outskirts? Or it's something along that line. You guys played it.
I can look it up. I don't remember what the missions are necessarily. What the missions are by name. There's Alpha Base and Relic Approach. Relic Approach? Is that the one you're thinking of?
The one right after Arcadia.
Arcadia Outskirts.
Arcadia Outskirts, yeah. That one on Legendary? Yeah. Let's put it this way. When I made my first attempt at it, I was running around with just Forge. Because everybody else was dead.
Okay, good to know. Laird is already calling dibs on the Legendary Run backpack. I think Bobby will happily hand that backpack over. He probably will need a break, like you said. Sup, Silos? Thanks for dropping in the Twitch chat. So, I have that coming up, too. For the Tuesday stream I did with the wife on my personal channel, we went through the Arbiter and the Oracle on Halo 2. As was to be expected, she started trying to attack her allies from time to time. But after about 2 hours, she did get through both missions. And we will be moving on next week to Delta Halo.
Cool. Just moving right along.
It's been pretty nice because we've been almost able to do two missions every time. I don't know why we only did one mission for Cairo Station, but it was nice because Cairo Station is kind of its own standalone. Then Outskirts and Metropolis are kind of back-to-back. The Arbiter and Oracle are back-to-back. Delta Halo and Regret are back-to-back. Sacred Icon and Quarantine Zone back-to-back. So it's kind of nice that it is kind of bundled up like that. And then the last four, I think, pretty much directly alternate back and forth. So it's really good pacing for just happens to how long that we play to get both the missions done. So that'll work out really well. So yeah, catch us next week as we continue to push through. At least she'll be Master Chief again. She'll know which people to shoot or not.
That is handy.
Yeah. All right, let's jump into some news. We have three different articles from Waypoint, if you can believe it or not. We have an HCS Almost pulled a Lottie there. An HCS content creators update. So with the grassroots program, 343 has accepted some new content creators for the program. And they're changing ways they're doing the applications a little bit based on feedback from applicants. So going forward, application windows will be a month-long duration and will happen at certain points throughout the year. That gives you some time to work on your content and build up your channel or website or stream location and to prep it for an application window. They're also giving feedback to people that apply that have a likeliness to be accepted by the program, but not necessarily at that time. So it's nice to see them kind of giving them a little bit of direction and saying, hey, you, like, we appreciate it, but you didn't make the cut this round. Here's some things that you can do to improve your chances next time around.
That's good. That's advice a lot of content creators can use.
Yeah. So the next application window is going to be for the entire month of March. And we have four new creators getting added to the grassroots program. We have Proximity. And they have little summaries of each one. So we'll go ahead and read those. Known for streaming and creating videos ranging from casual to competitive multiplayer, Proximity has been bringing the excitement and laughs for years. We can't wait to see how he evolves as an entertainer. Next one is Stress. Kind of ironic. Stress is an HCS competitor and has not only been in the grind to improve his skills, but also to create as much content for the community as possible. As part of the HCS grassroots program, we hope to see Stress grow both as a player and a creator. And the next one is Eli X. Eli X has been creating live content for years across casual and competitive multiplayer and everything in between. Eli X's stream has seen consistent growth, and we're excited to have him part of the HCS grassroots program. For the last one, it's actually kind of a show in a way. It's not necessarily a personality, but this is HCS Weekly by UGC Studios. While individual creators are an important part to the content ecosystem, we also recognize that many creators like to partner on larger productions. The folks at UGC have not only put their efforts towards LAN events and esports broadcasts, but have also been putting together weekly content in the form of HCS Weekly. The HCS Weekly is the destination for the latest news and interviews from the competitive Halo community, and is quickly becoming a mainstay each week. All these content creators you will be able to meet at South by Southwest, March 15th through the 17th, if you happen to be attending.
Yeah, I won't be there.
Neither will I. But that's okay. I will be at Outpost Discovery, though. Which leads us into our next article. Discovery Dispatch is, for those that were listening to the live stream yesterday, is what John Friend was hinting at. This is our first little dump of dispatch quack news. Quack. Yes. First spot of dispatch news or discovery news since the initial announcement a couple of weeks ago. And I put a little few tidbits from the post, something that I thought was still was kind of the newer pieces to what we have from the announcement. They talk a little bit about what the kind of real world in fiction cross is, trying to bring the Halo universe to real life, but also there's other aspects to it, like DJ and John were talking about yesterday, that's still kind of extra fictional in a way, if that's a word to use. They said that in the days following the Covenant War, humanity launched an Outpost Discovery, an exploration initiative meant to act both as an educational tool as well as a mobile recruitment station aimed at inspiring and training the next generation of UNSC personnel. The primary goal of the Outpost is to protect humanity by arming them with knowledge of their own history, from their enemies and heroes to their triumphs and tribulations. Outpost Discovery travels across Earth, stopping at major population centers and inviting average citizens to explore the legacy of humanity's survival and experience the thrill of being part of the UNSC's first line of defense against whatever threats still lurk in the galaxy.
Sign me up for the Spartan 5 program.
Oh. There you go. One example of letting the fiction manifest in immersive and memorable ways is the opportunity to meet and interact with a couple of Spartans straight from the universe. One you may have already met, one you've yet to meet before today, and you'll get to know better through Outpost exploits. And they are Spartan Owen and Spartan Hazel. Spartan Owen, codename Owen B096, so Spartan 3. Primary military specialty is direct action. Secondary is reconnaissance and asset acquisition. Birthplace is Aremus, and he is an E5, enlisted 5. Spartan Owen volunteered for the Spartan 3 program shortly after his homeworld was destroyed by the Covenant. And at an exceptional candidate, his tenacity and single-minded focus allowed him to grind his way through the punishing training and augmentation cycle to reach the top honors program. Detached from the rest of his Beta Company comrades for a special assignment, he soon applied his lethal talents to the ultimately futile defense of Meridian and scorched earth-holding actions in the Sol system that will never be publicized or known to the wider UNSC. There's more of Spartan Owen's exploits within the pages of Halo Battleborn as well.
Which I can highly recommend.
And I still need to read. And the second one is Spartan Hazel. Hazel Alpha 302, primary specialty being direct action, secondary being intelligence collection, birthplace Alluvion, and she is also an E5. An exceptional athlete and student even before recruitment, Hazel's innate physical capabilities were greatly enhanced by Spartan augmentations and her scholarly abilities bent towards learning the many arts of war. Her talents led to her assignment as an Oni headhunter, conducting direct action operations against Covenant leaders on occupied planets and destroying critical UNSC information that had fallen into enemy hands. So Hazel's going to be the mystery Spartan that we don't have anything in universe yet. So some surprises to come there.
So while you're there, don't piss her off or you might just disappear.
That's words to live by. If you want to get a head start on learning more about the background of these Spartans, again, you can check out Halo Battleborn for Owen, and then Hazel, again, we'll have to wait to see more at Outpost Discovery. Mm-hmm. And then an hour before the show, this week's community update was released. Recapping Renegade. So we'll go ahead and jump on in here.
At least it was before the show.
At least it was before the show. That's right. It was about an hour before the show, but at least it was before the show, and I had most of the other stuff already written up by then, so it was a pretty easy write-up to get everything else included. So, yes, that was very nice. I appreciate that, Uni. So, GT, you want to take the highlight on the Halo 5 sustainment section?
Sure, why not? The Halo 5 sustain team is currently working on building out a plan to show you what is slated for March. Once it finalized, Uni will be sure to share it with us in the next community update. But until then, they do have some changes that they've made. Today, Halo 3 Classic Throwback rotates in. On February 28th, we get Warzone Turbo, Dust's yes. favorite game type.
Yay!
And on March 5th, the Spring 2019 Arena season begins. They've also been having some conversations about what changes the Spring 2019 season will bring. Well, there shouldn't be anything too drastic. Hoping some changes to doubles and new Forge maps for free-for-all to help improve the overall ranked experience. And lastly, but not least, the big team battle refresh is coming along quite nicely. Let's see, he says, I hope to be able to share more about this in the next community update.
The Big Theme Battle Refresh. That was one of those things that the back in December they didn't know if it was going to stick around, but it looks like it's gotten some support behind it. So,
well, I mean, Big Theme Battle's fun. Don't get me wrong. It's just, you know, the maps and game types got stale.
Yeah. So the refresh will definitely help.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll bring people back for a little while, but, you know, until it starts to getting stale again, and then they'll move probably back into BTB Super Fiesta.
Yay. Well, that's still there, right?
Yeah, it's still there. I think they done made another permanent playlist.
Everyone loves Fiesta. It's a Halo Fiesta.
I have to admit, it's a lot of fun.
It is really, really, really fun.
But I have to say, it's really hurting my competitive game. It's almost a chore to go into SWAT and get my 10 matches now.
Eh, who cares?
It definitely isn't improving my KD.
That's true. Very true. We talked about the February content update a little bit last week. There is a playlist update that got pushed out yesterday as well for MCC. For the 2v2v2v2, there is Team Slayer. They increased the score to win. For 1v1 Slayer, Carbon, supporting the game type head-to-head. 4v4 Action Sack, Paralysis, The Great Wall, and Socratic Method support the game type Conquest. What's Conquest? Which one's that one?
I don't know. I don't think I've played that one yet.
I don't think I have either. Okay. Conquest.
That's kind of one of the problems of playing MCC every other week is our lobby grows so fast that I outgrow for the 4v4 action sack stuff.
Right.
So I
right.
never get to play this stuff.
Right. Also in 4v4 action sack, Blast Off supports the game type Flying High. 8v8, Slayer and Flag and Bomb. Slayer and Flag and Bomb. Multi-cog supporting the game types BTB Slayer and BTB Capture the Flag. For 12-player FFA, Action Sack. We have three things. Lava Pit supports the game type Sacrifice. Pond Jumping supports the game type Frogger. And Beehive supports the game type Bees. I'm just going to have to jump into Action Sack to see what the heck some of these are.
Well, I've played the Frogger one. That one's actually kind of fun. I'm just trying to think that why the Beehive wouldn't already have bees as the game type. Just, well, I don't know.
They could be adding Beehive and bees together. It could just be kind of a refresh in some form or fashion. Maybe that might be it.
That might be the way to look at that.
And if you're looking at the update, we get to see one of the map. Well, this map specifically wasn't teased, but it was tweeted out on Twitter as being one of the maps they converted through their Forge conversion tool. That's cool.
And from that screenshot, it looks like they did a really good job.
Mm-hmm. It looks pretty legit to me. Doesn't mean it's hard to tell without having a side-by-side image, but as long as it works, then...
Well, I mean, you know, looking at the parts of the track that I can see, it looks like, you know, it's all the phasing transferred over correctly.
Yeah, for sure. That would be the big part to get right. We also have an HCS update on the South by Southwest tournament that's going to be taking place. Some of the details we know about, but this is just kind of a final place to sum everything up. So again, it's a $100,000 pro invitational featuring the top six teams from the UGC Halo event. There's also going to be a Microsoft Store 2v2 throwdown, a big team battle bonanza. It's a fun word, bonanza.
Bonanza!
Bonanza.
Is that like bonsai?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. There's a Rivals show match, Snipe Down versus Lethal.
That's going to be a big draw.
There's a $5,000 open Halo 3 FFA tournament. And then opportunities to hang out with the HCS grassroots creators, including the new ones that we mentioned earlier. Tickets are still on sale. You can check out halo.gg for the link, or check out the Recapping Renegade update for the link as well. There's also a Microsoft Store tournament happening this Sunday, February 24th. This will also seed the South by Southwest Microsoft Store 2v2 throwdown. And if you play, you might get to be featured on the Mixer Matchups broadcast hosted by Tashi and Unishek. Stream starts this Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Halo Wars 2 turned 2 years old this week. I believe a couple days ago. Or was it today? Was it the 19th or today?
I think it was today.
Was it today? Okay. So today, and in celebration, the Xbox team is making Halo Wars Definitive Edition and Halo Wars 2 part of their free play days for any Xbox Live Gold members. So if you are a Gold member and do not have either one of those games, you can queue it up right now to download and play it throughout the weekend. So get the download and get the playing. You'll probably be better than me. We have Halo Renegade, which came out 2 days ago, and it is a very good read from what I am hearing.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, to understand some of it, you're going to have to be caught up, Dust.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I didn't realize this before, but it looks like there's a monitor in the moon in the cover. I'm going to guess that has some kind of significance.
I can neither confirm or deny that accusation.
That's not necessarily an accusation, but yeah.
That theory.
Grim has an interview, a little text interview with Kelly Gray, who is the author of Halo Renegades. And I do know from the social stream yesterday that Smoke and Shadow is pretty much the precursor to, or a precursor to, this book as far as what Kelly Gay wrote. I don't know if it necessarily is a prerequisite, but I'm going to guess that it probably is. So again, I have a lot of reading to do since we're trying to keep this.
I would love to tell you which books to read, but that would probably almost give away one of the best secrets of the book.
I will just have to read and find out soon.
Must read faster.
Yes, must read faster. I do. So I told GT this, but for the sake of the rest of the listeners, I do plan on having Mortal Dictata finished by next week, which means we'll probably do our first book club podcast, so just in a way, probably March 14th. If you're like GT and doing a refresher because everyone's been waiting on me to catch up, then now's the time to do your refresher.
Yeah, that kind of got sidetracked at the moment.
No worries. I've been actually listening through the Halo Conversationalist podcast to do a refresh on Glasslands, and I just started into the Thursday Ward podcast as well. So by the time I get to the end of the book, I should be able to, I mean, if I wanted to, listen to their podcast. And I'm also picking up a couple of different talking points to bring up on our podcast. We also have the next loot crate announced, which is going to be Emil. And the theme is Renegade.
It's like, I know, that was right? Planned.
That was a coincidence. No, Pins. No. We're not talking about the Halls Eternal. At least not for a while. I don't even think the conversationalist folks have even touched the Halls Eternal yet, if I'm not mistaken.
That one we may have to do in parts.
That would make sense, just because of how it's structured.
Because it's not exactly a story.
Yeah. We'll might see how we tech that one. That is something where if they haven't done it yet, by the time we get to the journal, I would like to have the conversationalists on as being kind of like, that's our first co-podcast together in a way. I don't know if they listen to the show, but if they do, that's kind of what I've been thinking. But we'll see how that goes.
I still need to find the missing pages and read them.
I know they linked them on Waypoint at some point. Pence probably has them somewhere. Laird probably has them somewhere. CIA, but no, definitely has it.
The first thing I got to do is skip past the first 25 pages. I got to get to the missing pages first.
I have, to let Pins know, I have actually looked through the entire Halsey journal. Whether or not I remember any of it is another question, but I have actually looked through the entire journal. But we're not touching that for a while.
Yeah, we need to get caught up on the books first.
Yes. So Loot Crate, we're ready for a renegade. How about you? Introduce the Covenant to Noble Team's Merciless Wrath with exclusive gear, including Halo icons, Emil figure, and more. You can order it by April 15th at midnight Eastern by heading over to podtaggler.com/lootcrate. If you want $3 off your crate, then use PodTaggler at checkout. This has been your public service announcement. All right, for the community stuff. Yes, we're at the community stuff because we covered everything else in this update already. To celebrate Halo 2's birthday, some community members are organizing a Halo Wars 2 tournament this weekend. There's tournament details in the forums. The link to that is in the community update. SWAT Nation is also putting on a tournament this weekend, hosting a 2v2 SWAT tournament with a Valentine's Day theme to it. This will take place on February 24th, this coming Sunday. And the link to the tournament is over on SWATnation.net, or you can find the link in the community update. And there is a BTB.net tournament taking place next weekend, starting March 2nd, on Halo 3 in MCC. They have a challenge page for the tournament, and you can check them out on Twitter at OfficialBTB if you have questions. There is a rumor that there is going to be a cosplay meetup at Emerald City Comic Con, which is happening this weekend, but Saturday, March 16th. Be the same weekend as South by Southwest, but for those that are going to be at Emerald City Comic Con, then keep an eye on the next community update, which should have a little bit more details on that meetup. And there's also a community-run Halo 3 and Halo 2 LAN in Australia, down in Queensland. The Halo Australia crew is hosting a two-game event on April 27th and 28th. Full details, including ticket sales and tournament info, is over at haloaustralia.com. And you can find more about the event over on the link on the community update. We have some radar blips. Kind of mentioned this one on the podcast last week, but Bonnie Ross was inducted to the Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame for her work within the gaming industry and Halo. The stream of that is over on IGN if you want to watch it.
I highly recommend it.
As do I. I watched it tonight and it was very touching. It was very
Bonnie.
It was. And it was really interesting to see. We've known some of her backstory just kind of as the lead up to the awards, but there was a whole kind of like one of those documentary type clips. Like the first half of the 10-minute video is basically her career, starting out with her wanting to be an athlete, but then moving into games. So that was cool to see. And then there is the social stream that we had with Snickerdoodle and Grimm making an appearance back on the show, talking a little bit about Halo Renegades this week. And if you have a chance to go watch it, then head on over to mixer.com/halo. They started off with some Spartan Ops, and then they hopped into some doubles. And there is another thing that they mentioned in here regarding an announcement regarding the Halo TV show, which we'll get to in the next section. To wrap things up, we have yet another installment of high-quality artwork provided by Unishek. And this one is the Halo 2 Red Sky promotional image. And they even provided a Facebook banner and Twitter banner versions of them as well. So if you want those, check them out at the bottom of the community update. Thanks, Pins and Misa, for all the links in the Mixer chat. I'm keeping everyone up to date there. And that's it for the Halo Waypoint posts. On to the one news article that is not Halo Waypoint, but this comes from Showtime. Actually, technically, CBS CBSPressExpress.com. That's a URL. Showtime announces Otto Bathurst to direct and executive produce Halo. So I don't remember when the last time we heard about the whole director stuff was. I think that was back in November or December. Do you remember, GT, when that was?
No, I can't.
I think it was a couple months ago, if not 3 months ago. But Otto Bathurst, known for some recent shows such as Black Mirror and Robin Hood, is set to direct the Halo TV show with Kyle Killen. And Otto will be serving as the executive producer, writer, and showrunner of the Halo TV show. The live-action series has an initial 9-episode order. It's going to be produced by Showtime in partnership with 343 Industries, along with Steven Spielberg's Amblin Television, and it will begin production later this year. The Halo TV show will be executive produced by Kyle Killen, and Scott Pennington for Chapter 11. Bathurst and Toby Leslie for One Big Picture, and Justin Falvey and Daryl Frank from Amblin Television in partnership with 343 Industries. And the series will be distributed globally by CBS Studios International. So Showtime here in the States, and then CBS internationally. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
I'm waiting to see some like production sneaks into this. That's what I'm really looking forward to. That's going to be really cool. We have This Week in Halo makes a return. On February 15th, 2553, while on vacation with Veronica Dare following the close of the war, Buck is approached by June to be a candidate for the Spartan 4 program. However, the battle-hardened Helljumper initially turns down the offer and opts to remain an ODST. Or this can be found in the novel New Blood, which I have read that one. GT's just like, keep going. keep moving along. For community updates, Forge Hub has their 4v4 contest final 8 chosen. This comes from ForgeHub.com. I forget when they launched this competition. It's been a couple months since they initially announced it, but they have 8 maps for the contest, and they're doing the final judging this coming Saturday, February 23rd. There'll be a stream at 10 p.m. Eastern, and they want the community to come out and help them judge and pick the top 3. So in no particular order, and again, you can find these over on ForgeHub.com, there's Pit Drop by Box Rippin, Full Metal by Xdemption, Cassinaire by Riles Noble 7. I feel like Will from HCS Pro Talk reading some of these names. Transit by I Need More Beach, Endless Shore by Mr. Delicious Man. That's a fun gamer.
Yeah, I don't want to know the story behind that one.
Stigma by Squally Da Beans. That's a name I recognize. Being featured on the Waypoint Community Spotlight. Veto by Kel of Scots. And Iron Hall by Buddy Jumps. They will be streaming on Twitch, YouTube, and Mixer. Again, Saturday, February 23rd at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 7 p.m. Pacific. We have merch from Podcast Evolved. They have their own little Spreadshirt store, which you can go and get some swag. They have the Podcast Evolved t-shirt that has some of the silhouettes of different characters from the Halo universe, starting with the Grunt. And then there's the Drone, Jackal, Elite, Brute, and Hunter. There is a mission debrief t-shirt, which is one of their other podcasts that they do, where they go through and discuss each mission of the Halo games. There is a Remember George's Dead mug
and shirts.
Yep. And a couple other really cool things on here as well. So there's 4 or 5 graphic designs, and they're on a variety of different shirts, hoodies, mugs. There's even a duffel bag. So this is all over on their Spreadshirt store, but you can find this link on their Discord or on their Twitter account. Oh, there's even a little tote bag too. Cool.
Quite the selection.
Mm-hmm. So go on over and get your merch. Get your Halo merch. Next up we have is an update for some community projects. We have Installation 01. There's a bit in the update for the latest audio piece that has been created by Jafet. And since we are trying to keep this one short, I'm going to pass through the little interview that they did with Jafet, but he goes into the process behind creating this song specifically and how this one actually has a little Spirit of Fire theme thrown in it as well. We have a couple new people that have joined the team on Installation 01 as well. We have Apollo the Kid, or Adam Asa. He is a programmer who is finishing his last year of high school. But don't let that fool you. He's competed in local coding competitions and is working hard to break into the gaming industry. So seems like a pretty good start into something. And then the second person is Chill Out, or Richard Canada Jr. No kidding, his last name is Canada. he is also joining the team as a programmer, and he has a passion for Halo and gaming. He currently writes software for a manufacturing company and is willing to learn more about software engineering and game development. And then Blame Bean for this update is Bean's face on Rick Astley from the Never Gonna Give You Up music video for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't need to see that.
Well, if you want to see it, it's over on installation01.org. And there's a link if anyone wants to go over and check it out.
No, I don't need that rolling around in my head before I go to sleep.
Fair enough. Project Contingency released a video featuring the battle rifle, which is a really well-produced video. They have a very good narrator behind it and really good demo of the battle rifle in action, shooting and unloading. It's not being held by a Spartan or anything, but it's just a floating BR and then all the animations associated with it. So it looks gorgeous. It looks beautiful. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, I will put the link here in the chat. Next we have is Corral, which we've mentioned this one a while ago, and we actually have an update for once. This comes from Jabobs, who's the project lead over on Discord. He says, recently a lot of progress has been happening behind the scenes, but we aren't dead. By the way, here are a few amazing pieces of weapon concept created by Franz and Acrylic. Be sure to send love their way. This is on their Game Jolt page, and there's three different concept art pieces that they have for weapons, including the SMG, the sniper rifle, and the silenced SMG. So there you go. Corral is still making some progress. We have an update from Halo Downfall as well. Instead of doing weekly updates, they're going to be now changing to monthly updates to make more packed updates. So there's a lot more information being added there. This week, they featured a new Wraith that they've been working on. And they have a new community manager, North Monk, who also runs the Instagram account at Halo_Nostalgia. I think I might actually follow that Instagram account. And we will actually have him on the show along with Marky in 2 weeks. So we'll have them back on the show to talk about their latest developments. There are 3D sculptors and concept artists needed, so if you fit the build on either one of those, then head on over to reddit.com/r/downfallhalo and let them know. And there is a team addition, Curanta, who is a 3D modeler. On their Discord, they shared a link to a 3D model of the dropship that they're working on, which we'll probably see in the next update. But if you're a part of the Discord, they have that on there as well, going and the same artistic theme as everything else that we've seen so far. No update from Sins of the Prophets, Operation Trebuchet, or Precursor's Legacy. Didn't see an update for Puckett Top 10 this week either. So that wraps it up for the news this week. GT.
Whee!
And if we didn't have our technical issues that is going to be magically edited out of this podcast, we would have ended at an hour. So we went a little long, but for a short news cycle, I think we did pretty well.
It's John's fault.
Blame Bobby instead of blame Beowulf now. Okay, so we briefly discussed for next week's show what topic we want to do, because I haven't had a chance to really write down a plethora of topics that we want to just kind of queue up at some point. But next week, in honor of Renegades coming out, we are going to ask the community, what piece of fiction would you like to see written about in the next in the Halo universe? So is there a particular area within the Halo fiction that hasn't been explored and you would like to see a book about it? Or is there something that you want a little more detail on to be written in novel form? So if you had a topic of the book that you would want to be written, what would it be? That's going to be our question for next week.
Halo 5's actual story. Oh.
Dang. That's a burn. And need several ice packs.
Get
for
your
that.
Ideas together and be sure to send them to us via Twitter or on our Discord server or Facebook.
Yes, please. Please do. Do a quick update on our Spartan companies. We haven't done it in a couple weeks. No new commendations since we last talked about, but we have one that is getting very close, which is Bodyguard. That one is protecting a teammate. And we are under 300 to go on that one. Or sorry, I misread that. Wow. 2,300.
Just a couple.
I mixed up a couple numbers when I first read what that. That's the closest one, though, and it's just under 2,300. How about that? All right. So that's our closest one. And then the next closest one we have is from downtown, which is killing an enemy Spartan from long distance. And we need about 850 of those to complete that one. The bottom two are the bottom two. That's never going to change. Or if it does, it's going to be really weird that it changes. You can check us out on our social media platforms. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check us out over on our streaming platforms as well. You can find us on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube, where we stream most of our gameplay, whether it's Frag and Fridays, on Fridays at 8:30 p.m. with GT, whether it's my achievement streams on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern, or whether it's Tuesday nights around 9:30 p.m. with myself, Keys, Bobby, and Comfal as we practice for the next installment of the Halo Bowl. We also stream our podcast on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern time. In addition to Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube, we also stream those on Periscope and Facebook for your ease of listening and viewing pleasure. You can also check out our Discord server, which we have basically used to replace what was the old forums. If you want to hop on over there, you can get there by going to podtacular.com/discord. And then we also have our Spartan Company and Xbox Club you can check out as well. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks everyone for tuning into the show. We'll see you back here again on Thursday for those listening to the podcast. And for those attending tomorrow's Fragging Fridays, we'll see you there as well. Until then, keep on fragging them drugs.